LeBron tried. Luka cried. Lakers are fried. Wolves are fried.
Riding the Bench. Without further ado, here are your hosts, Caleb Brown and Jacob Fagundes.
Welcome back to the Riding the Bench podcast. My name is Jacob Fagundes.
And my name is Caleb Brown.
And we are super excited to talk some sports with you guys today. We may talk off about your favorite sports, your favorite teams, your favorite players, but this is a fun environment. If you can't handle that, you may leave.
Yes, you can. And also, if it sounds like Jacob is exhausted, it is because we are recording this episode on Tuesday, May 6th, the day that this comes out at 1:20 in the morning. I just got off work at my closing shift, and I called Jacob, and we're recording the episode right now. And that, my friends, is what you call dedication.
Yeah. Yeah, I just woke up about, 10 minutes ago?
Maybe? Yeah, 10 minutes ago. If so, that. You know, we're dedicated. If you guys want to be dedicated too, go donate to the show at rss.com/riding-the-bench. Click that donate button.
Yeah, so I'll try to bring the energy today, but the energy's kind of gone. So
you got a good couple hours. You went to bed at 10, so you got, 3 hours of sleep?
Something like that. Something like that. But it's all right, because it's going to be a good episode.
It is going to be a good episode. Dude, episode 16, we're 4 episodes away from the end of season 1 of Riding the Bench. That is crazy.
That is crazy. I know we have a couple special guests planned towards the end of towards the end of season 1.
Yes, and so, dude.
I'm excited, man. I'm excited.
We got some, give you guys a little teaser. We have the owner of a baseball team coming on.
We do, which I'm super excited about.
Me too. And that guy knows how to talk some shit.
He does know how to talk some shit. But yeah, man. Getting close to the end of episode 1. But I'm super excited about it.
You want to start with football?
Well, I have one thing I want to do before we get into the news. Caleb, I want to officially welcome you to the Gremlins Fantasy Dynasty League.
Oh my God. I got added to a Dynasty League that Jacob was in because somebody dropped.
Not just, that don't not know just what any Dynasty League. It's the Dynasty League.
So if you guys don't know what a Dynasty League is, it's regular fantasy, but instead of drafting your team every single year, you keep your team and build your dynasty. So I think that what makes it the most fun, you can trade in fantasy football, but I think the best part is that you can trade draft picks for upcoming years.
Well, there's that. And then did you notice there's money for the waiver wire?
No.
So we each get $35 on the waiver wire. It's fake money. And if you want someone, you bet your money on the waiver wire to get that person. And whoever auctions the most money gets that player.
Damn, dude, that's crazy. I'm letting you know this right now. I am taking this so seriously, too seriously. But, I've always wanted to be, I've always been so obsessed with the behind-the-scenes business side of football and, the GM side. So I literally, I'm showing Jacob right here. I have just freaking sheets upon sheets of all the players that are on everybody's team just so I can have them in front of me to know who to take, who your draft picks are, who I think you'll be willing to give up, who I think you won't, who I'm willing to give up. I'm locked in, dude.
Which is insane because none of us really take it that seriously. There's maybe one other guy in the league who takes it that seriously.
CJ.
And yeah, CJ, and you're freaking out. you're going crazy, dude. But hey, you do you.
I'm having fun. I love football.
At the end of the day, fantasy is probably 80% luck and 20% skill.
Yeah.
So, anyways, let's get right into it. You wanted to write the football.
So I'm thinking we do a new different thing. So me and Jacob, as you know, Jacob's very heavy on baseball. I'm very heavy on football. Recently, we've kind of been meeting in the middle on basketball.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely getting my knowledge up from the beginning of the show, so I think we're going to start splitting it up, man. I'm going to start bringing you guys some football news. Jacob's going to start bringing you some baseball news.
I think saying that we're meeting in the middle in basketball is disrespectful to my ball knowledge.
Okay, no, I'm saying when it comes to news, I'm more in the loop now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I can talk about basketball because as things are happening, I'm watching and I'm reading and I'm doing my research.
Yeah, but I definitely know more about basketball than you do.
No, 100%. Let's talk a little bit of football.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. So, not too much going on in the NFL right now, but we got a little bit of stuff to talk about. So, the big news to start it off is that Justin Tucker has been released by the Baltimore Ravens. They say it's not about the allegations off the field. And for those of you who don't know, Justin Tucker has been accused for sexual misconduct by 16 different massage therapists all around Baltimore at different spas. 16 people in a bunch of different locations. It's not looking good, but you hate to see it because, in my opinion, Justin Tucker is, in my opinion, the greatest kicker of all time.
Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun Watson, and I've said it before, I'll say it again. I think Cleveland is a great spot for him.
I think so too.
I
I
think
think it'd be
Cleveland's a great
perfect
spot for him,
now.
but there are teams that are already interested in Justin Tucker, those being the New England Patriots and the Denver Broncos.
I'm not shocked the Patriots want him. I mean, Robert Kraft
Yeah, but the
makes
Denver
sense.
Broncos do want him. I
I
think the
mean, he's my
Broncos.
Walter Payton Man of the Year, so.
Yeah, of course. Matthew Stafford's deal has come out, and he will be making $44 million this year.
That's a whole lot of money.
That's a whole lot of money, but I mean, it's he's on the back end. He's gonna cash out on his 44 mil and then probably be done. But congratulations to Matthew Stafford here, Bella.
Yeah,
Bella, I meant
congratulations.
to say brother. Let's talk about Tank Dell, dude. I love Tank Dell, one of my favorite wide receivers in the NFL, and his knee rehab has been going very well, but not well
Not
enough.
well enough.
Not well enough, and it looks like his he will not be able to play the entire 2025 NFL season. So he's
Yeah, I saw
probably not
that.
going to be ready.
Yeah, and I'm pissed because he's on my fantasy team.
Yeah, that sucks. Actually, let's talk about a trade after this. So in Cleveland, there's been a big a lot of talks with them in their quarterback room, but Dylan Gabriel has been placed ahead of Shedeur Sanders on the depth chart. Now, I think Shedeur Sanders is a better quarterback, but I would not mind seeing Dylan Gabriel thriving on that Browns team because I like Dylan Gabriel. I just think Shedeur Sanders is better.
Yeah, I disagree.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
I don't think Shedeur Sanders is very good. If you want to hear all of this conversation, go listen to last week's episode. But I mean, he just has so much baggage with him and for everything that he's done. But I mean, they haven't even got to, have they even gotten to camp yet? I don't think so.
No.
And so, I mean, that has plenty of time to switch too. And so we'll see how that plays out by the time the
Yeah.
season starts.
Absolutely. Finally, Brock Purdy's deal is developing on his new contract, and he is looking to make upwards of $50 million a year.
Damn,
And if
that's
anybody deserves
crazy.
it, I think it's Brock Purdy. Guy deserves the money. I like Brock Purdy. I hate the Niners, but I like Brock Purdy. I got two more. Julian Edelman has been entered into the New England Patriots Hall of Fame, which nobody's
Yes,
super
he
shocked
is.
by that, but
Yeah, he is what, three Super Bowl rings,
three
something like
Super Bowl
that?
rings. Yep.
I mean, nobody's shocked by that. He's a legend in the Patriots, or for the Patriots, and so, I mean, nobody's really surprised that he's getting induction into their Hall of Fame.
No, nobody is shocked at all. Now, lastly, I want to bring this up. Abdul Carter wants to take Lawrence Taylor's number.
I saw that.
What the hell is he thinking?
Yeah, he's an idiot. He's
And
not that good.
Lawrence
He's
Taylor
not good enough to
responded
take that.
with, "Get your own number, kid."
Yeah.
He is
Yeah.
not worthy of that. I mean, he hasn't even proven himself. He hasn't played a snap in the NFL yet. You are psychotic for thinking that you can unretire that number, that you have the honor to unretire that number.
Yeah. Next, he's gonna go for 96.
Yeah, freaking nutcase.
Freaking Michael Strahan. Then he's gonna go for number 10. Eli
Yeah,
Manning.
freaking idiot. Yeah.
Like he was dumb for thinking he can get that number.
Yeah. Anyway, kiss my ass. All right, Jacob, what we got for baseball?
We only have a couple things for baseball this week. Oh, I forgot to send you the script this week, huh?
I never read it.
Oh. Well, thanks. I put a lot of work into this show. The first piece of news, if you had more time to edit this, I'd say edit in some somber music here.
I will.
But Mike Trout is back on the IL with a bone bruise on his left knee.
No.
Man, I want this guy to stay healthy.
Me too. And Jacob just pulled his card in the show too.
I did just pull his card in the show. Way to get me hyped to get killed. But yeah, man, Back on the IL. Hopefully it's not too serious
Man.
this time because, dude, I mean, everyone wants Trout to be healthy. That's something
Everybody.
that all baseball fans can agree on, is that when Trout is healthy, baseball's more fun.
One of the best players, if not the best player of our generation. I love Mike Trout.
Yeah, and unfortunately, as he gets hurt more and more every year, that title slips further and further away.
Well, he's also getting older, no?
Yeah, that's true. But it's happened for so long now that that title keeps slipping.
Yeah.
And it sucks because I love Mike Trout.
Yeah, Mike Trout's well, yeah, he's 33.
Yeah.
Damn, that sucks, man.
It does
Prayers up for
suck.
Mike Trout.
For sure, for sure. Anyways, I only have one other piece of MLB news because there really wasn't a ton this week. But the MLB Players of the Month for March slash April were announced. In the American League, you have Aaron Judge, who's batting .427 with 10 home runs and 32 RBIs.
Damn.
Holy crap.
Holy shit.
Have a month, man. That's crazy.
This guy's
And
on
then
top of
that.
the world.
He is. And not just because he's tall.
That's true.
In the National League, it's another New Yorker, Pete Alonso. He's batting 342 with 7 home runs and 28 RBIs. Obviously, not as good as Judge, but still a great year. And even though I don't like New York teams, I'm happy because it wasn't a Dodger.
Facts.
So, I mean, anytime the Dodgers don't get glazed, then it's an okay day for me. Even though if it wasn't going to be the Dodgers, these are the two other teams that I wouldn't want it to be.
Yeah.
But these are two guys that I don't have massive problems with. Judge is growing on me, which I said last week, and Pete Alonso, he's just all right. He's just fun to watch in the home run derby.
Dude, you sound so boring right now.
I'm sorry, I exhausted.
Like, can you just wake up?
I'm trying.
Dude,
I'm
it's
trying.
1:30. Like, the day's started. Get up. I'm looking at my FaceTime call right now. Oh, by the way, I'm on FaceTime. I'm looking at my phone and I'm seeing Eli just locked in to 2K and you can't even pull together a sentence, Jacob? What's going on, dude?
I don't think I've started this episode, knock on wood. But I think I'm doing it. Maybe I'm better when I'm tired.
Maybe. No, you're doing good.
Anyway, so now we're gonna get into the NBA,
Let's get into the
which
NBA, dude. There's a ton,
that's
there's a lot of shit.
there is a lot of shit. So the first round of the NBA playoffs has wrapped up. So the semifinals are set
The
and have
semifinals are set.
started.
And have started, dude.
So in the Eastern Conference, the semifinals are the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Indiana Pacers, and the Pacers currently have a one-game lead
Are you really
on
not
the
talking about
Cavs.
who lost first?
Oh, I guess I should. The Cavs beat the Heat to move on,
It.
and the Pacers beat the Bucks.
The Pacers did beat the Bucks, dude.
And then the other Eastern Conference matchup is the Celtics and the Knicks, and the Knicks are currently up 1-0. The Knicks beat the Pistons to move on, and the Celtics beat the Magic, which neither one of those series was really surprising.
Yeah. Let's go Knicks though for these semis, yeah?
Because I do not like the
I
Celtics.
hate the Celtics with an aching
Shout out.
passion.
Yeah, shout out Corbin Diaz, one of our fans on Instagram. I don't know if he listens, but he's a fan on Instagram. He's a big Celtics fan.
Thanks,
Hey,
Corbin.
Corbin, the Celtics suck.
Yeah.
2022, boy. This one is going to be a fun series to watch. The Thunder and the Nuggets are playing each other in the conference semifinals. The Thunder, we talked about last week, swept the Grizzlies. And the Nuggets beat the Clippers in 7 games.
In
Right now,
seven games.
the Nuggets have a 1-game lead on the Thunder.
Dude, what an ending to that game, dude. I don't know if you saw the ending with the game winner.
I did not.
Dude, absolutely nuts. I was sitting there at work just shitting my pants. But here's the thing, dude. I want the Nuggets to win that series.
Yeah,
I want the
yeah.
Nuggets to win that series, but here's my worry. OKC is so freaking hot, man. OKC
Yeah.
is hot, and Denver allowed Clippers to take them to a game seven. And OKC, in my opinion, hell of a lot better than the Clippers. So they're letting them, I mean, the Denver Nuggets are letting the Clippers take them to game seven. I don't know. But if they keep it up and keep finishing like they did today, I mean, I think they can get it done. But who knows, man? That entire game they couldn't really get over the hump of the 8-9 point deficit, dude.
Yeah, man. I mean, as a Warriors fan, the Thunder scare me.
The
And
Thunder scare
so
the shit out of me.
this was a big win for the Nuggets.
It was a bit
And
big.
so getting off to an early lead, now the OKC has to fight from behind. And so but I think that's gonna be a fun series to
I
watch.
think so too. Eli's a Nuggets fan, and I was talking to him about OKC today, dude, and the Nuggets, and Eli was just freaking stroking the Nugs, dude. He was doing backflips on it.
Yeah, he's a homer for Denver
He's
teams,
a
though.
homer for Denver teams like crazy, except for the Rockies.
Yeah, well, it's because the Rockies
The
suck. You
Rockies
can't
are
be a homer
so
for the
bad, dude.
Rockies.
But you
Are
want to know who
there
one of
any
their
Rockies
win you know
fans?
who one of their freaking less than 10 wins is? The San Francisco
This has been
Giants.
the Ride on the Bench podcast. Thank you. Anyways, moving on to the last series.
Hey,
The
drinking.
Warriors pull it out in the Warriors pull it out in game seven and beat the Rockets to move on and face the drumroll, please. The Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yeah, but I gotta say, game seven, what a win.
What a win.
What a win. They dominated.
Kill, kill, kill.
Huh.
LeBron tried. Luka cried. Lakers are fried. Wolves in five.
That was so dumb.
It was dumb, but dude, LeBron's gone. He's
LeBron's
gone.
out. And
Nah,
Curry's
nah,
not.
nah, nah.
Nah,
Nah, nah, nah,
nah, nah.
nah. Okay, the mic delay is screwing it up.
It sounds great on my end.
Not on my end.
Okay. Good thing we're recording on my
So,
end.
that's a good point. The Lakers are out. And for this, we have some stuff we want to talk about.
Yeah, and also,
So,
Lakers fans, I hope you guys are crying. Oh my God, I hope it hurts so bad. Lakers in five, but the Lakers out in five. They didn't take it. Cry
yeah.
about
So
it.
in the past 2 years, LeBron has won two playoff games.
In the last 2 years, LeBron has won two playoff games.
Yes, he won one this year and one last year.
That's your GOAT. That's your GOAT, y'all. That's your GOAT. The guy's won two playoff games in the last 2 years. That's your GOAT.
Yep, that's crazy, dude.
Jason Tatum has done more than that.
With top three players on his team,
Yeah, Jason Tatum has done more than that.
he won one playoff game this year with Luka Doncic. Like, I mean, come on, man. He constantly jumps around and jumps around and jumps around and has proven time and time again that he can't carry a team.
Can't.
Is this proof that Kyrie carried that Cavs team? That's a hot take.
That's a hot take. That's a hot take.
LeBron, since joining the Lakers, in 2019 he missed the playoffs. In 2020, Mickey Mouse. In 2021 he was eliminated in the first round. In 2022 he missed the playoffs. In 2023, he swept in the Western Conference Finals. 2024, he was eliminated in the first round. In 2025, he was eliminated in the first round. So, in the wise words of Mariah Carey, it's time that he gets out
Yeah.
of the GOAT conversation.
Whoa.
I think it's
It's
done.
time that LeBron gets out of the GOAT, well, like the overall GOAT conversation.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean he falls out of a lot of these all-time lists.
No, I don't think so either. But when you're talking about the greatest basketball
Oh, if we're
player of
talking about
all
the
time,
greatest basketball player of all time, yes.
he doesn't even have a conversation anymore.
No.
I mean, longevity isn't everything. And that's all he's done is he's played for what, 20 years?
22, 23.
Something like that. And I mean, four rings in 22 years isn't impressive. We said it a couple of weeks ago. We'll keep on saying it. It's not impressive. And so, I mean, and he hasn't been good as of late. I saw this, the La Media cycle. So, this is the way that it goes every year. So LeBron has no help. La GM makes a trade. La Media predicts a title. The playoffs start. LeBron chokes, and then all of a sudden they say, and LeBron has no help again. Just round and round in a circle.
I can see that. I mean, here's the thing. I know a lot of people aren't ready to start having the debate between, like, I know a lot of people have said, like, hey, when are you going to start having the debate about Steph and LeBron? I still don't. A lot of people aren't ready to start having that debate. And to be honest with you, I don't know if I'm ready to start having that debate yet. Because, I mean, a lot of people will say, oh, yeah, LeBron ring chased. He had to have people brought in around him. But then, you know, they spin right back with the good point that Steph Curry did have the God Squad.
I also want to point out that Steph Curry made that God Squad. So, Klay, you can't tell me Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Andrew Wiggins, I mean, Kevon Looney. Like, you can't tell me those guys would have been who they
I'm
are
talking
without
more about
Steph
like
and Curry.
KD and.
That's it. And KD has proven he couldn't have done anything without Steph Curry. KD was in OKC, couldn't do anything. Came to Golden State, got two rings with Curry, then left Golden State, couldn't do anything with the Nets, can't do anything with the Suns. I mean, they had like the worst record in the NBA this year. I don't know if it was towards the bottom, but KD has proven that Curry was the reason he got two rings. And also, LeBron just did something 3 times in a row that Steph Curry has never done, which is lose a series in less than 6 games. That's insane. And in the playoffs, I
Same
want to
number of
compare
rings
these.
too.
Same number of rings, but in the playoffs, Steph Curry's winning percentage is 671, while LeBron's is 630. And head to head, Curry has it at 17 and 11. So, I mean, if we keep having these conversations and keep pulling up the stats, you can show time and time again where Curry has just proven to be a better teammate, a better leader. And like I think he's getting to above. I think if he wins a ring this year, then the talk is over. Curry has cemented himself above LeBron on the all-time list.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be great. I don't want to wish it into existence. I don't think that's very realistic, but I think that, you know, I would agree that if Curry wins a ring this year, then yeah, absolutely.
Anyways, we'll move on from the LeBron talk unless you have anything else you want to say.
No, all I gotta say is, guys, notice we started talking about LeBron, now Jacob is wide awake.
I am wide awake. I don't like LeBron. And I've actually had people who don't like anybody start liking me because I said I hate
Now moving on to the MLB salary cap. No, I'm kidding.
LeBron. That'll wake me up. But one more thing about the NBA playoffs. We already mentioned Game 7. I probably should have said this earlier. But Game 7 of the Rockets Warriors series, Buddy Hield dropped 33 points with 9 threes to lead the Warriors to a Game 7 win. That's crazy, dude. That's a lot of points.
That's wild.
And he needed it. It was kind of a revenge game. I can't remember who it was. Was it Dylan Brooks? Maybe not. But one of the players on the Rockets was talking crap to Buddy Hield because when they were in college, his college team knocked out Buddy Hield in March Madness. And so apparently one of them, I want to say it was Dylan Brooks, said it's gonna happen again. And so Buddy Hield said, bet that, and dropped 33 in game seven.
Damn.
That's crazy, dude. But I love it, man. Warriors have moved on.
Warriors are moving on, but
LeBron's gone.
here comes Anthony Edwards, demon ass.
Yep. Anyways, we are going to move on from the news and get to our fun parts of the show. Yeah. Starting off with our draft.
Our draft. We got to the draft late.
We did get to the draft late. But dude, this is gonna be a fun draft this
This
week.
is a fun draft. Shout out Jacob, dude.
Dude, I thought of it. I'm like, man, I called you. I'm like, did I just cook?
Yeah.
But yeah, so our draft this week, we are gonna draft the best sports video games of all time. So just to clarify, we are not taking entire franchises.
So we
So
have to, okay, I was wondering that. So we have to do like years.
like years, because I mean, you can't take, unless, if you say Madden, then you have to specify which Madden you say. It might be the show, you have to specify which one would be the show. Just because I know there's a couple like Maddens that we're probably both going to want to draft, and so like different ones. And so just to clarify, we're drafting individual games. You had the first pick last week in our Super Bowls draft.
God, son of a bitch. Okay.
And so I have the first pick this week.
Don't take my first pick.
Oh man, what's your first pick?
Don't worry about it, dude. Don't worry about what my first pick is. Take your first pick. Come on. Are you really
This is
not
tough, man.
prepared? This is where we gotta fill the dead space because Jacob's dumb. Take your first pick. Just do it.
I'm gonna take the first sports video game that I remember playing. It was an awesome game. Give me Madden 25,
Madden
but not
25.
this year's
No, yeah,
Madden
the
25.
last.
The 25th anniversary of Madden. I think it was like 2015. I'm gonna take that with my first pick because it was the first sports video game I ever remember playing.
So the
It was super fun. It
OG
was a great
Madden
game.
25.
Yeah, that's gonna be my
All
first
right.
pick.
I'm going to throw you for a ringer on my first pick. It is the most nostalgic sports video game of all time. Everybody's played it, everybody loves it. You will have the best time playing it with my first pick. Give me Wii Sports.
Dang it, that was my next pick.
Give me Wii Sports to start it off.
That's a great pick, dude. Man, I gotta go back to the games that I'm playing or that I've played because, man, I've this game got me through cancer treatment. And I know we haven't gotten into that yet, on a podcast episode, but this game got me through cancer treatment. So,
I know what it's gonna be.
after I take it, I want to tell a little story about it, but I'm going to take MLB The Show 20.
Yeah.
In my opinion, the best MLB The Show. So, Caleb, I don't know if you ever heard this story, but when I was up at Stanford, they had like great TVs, great Wi-Fi and everything. So I brought my PS4 with me, and I would sit there and play The Show 20 with my buddies. Well, one day I'm sitting there in a party with them, just playing ripping packs, and I get a diamond. And my heart rate jumps a little bit, and it's beating, it's beating.
Your
And
nurse comes in, doesn't she?
then it flips. Mike freaking Trout, dude. And
Oh,
this is when
shit.
Trout was even better than he is now. He was like 92 overall, Mike Trout. Nobody was ever pulling him. I had just pulled him, and my heart rate jumped so high that the nurses rushed into my room because they thought something was wrong with me. So this Cherry 20 got me through chemo, and so I'm going to take that with my next pick.
Love it. I love it. With my second pick, give me NBA 2K11. 2K11 was such a fun game, dude.
Yeah.
Such a fun game. Such a good time for basketball. NBA 2K11 was peak 2K, in my opinion. God,
Yeah.
I love 2K11. God, I love that freaking game.
Yeah. I am going to go to a game that I've actually never played. But man, I mean, I've heard stories and apparently it was freaking legendary. I'm gonna go with Tecmo Bowl.
Techno Bowl, holy shit. You've never played Techno Bowl?
I may have like once or twice, but that was before my time, man.
Damn. Also, for those of you who listen to the show, you know that there's not going to be a single FIFA game on here, just FYI.
Yeah, 'cause
Yeah, nobody
screw
likes soccer.
soccer.
All right, with my next pick. Give me Eli, that's already on my list, bro. Chill. Oh, we're gonna have to. With my next pick, give me Madden 16. Madden 16 is with OBJ catching the one-handed cover. Again, peak time for football, dude. Madden 16, like that's the hard part about Madden is like everybody is always waiting. Like everybody was waiting for Madden 25 because they wanted to play as Derrick Henry and Saquon, and but like that was such a peak time for sports that those were the funnest teams to play with.
Man. So this is tough because there's three that I'm debating against, but and one I know I'm going to take. The other two, I don't know what to debate. This, I'm actually going to save the one that I know I'm going to take for last because I know you're not going to take it. This one is another game that I haven't played before, but I really, really want to because I've heard it's just awesome. So I'm going to take Tiger Woods PGA Tour
Oh, you're such
2004.
a douchebag. God, dude. You're such a douche. That was on my list. That was on my list. Damn you.
Sorry, man, but I've heard the legends of that game. And yeah, dude, I just gotta take it. I gotta take it off the board.
Damn, dude. All right,
Go ahead with your fourth pick.
with my fourth pick. This is going to be crazy just because of how new it is, but it shook the scene and took the sports gaming world by storm. Give me EA Sports College Football 25. Dude, I mean, I know it's a new game, and a lot of people, you know, some people didn't like it because it's a little more difficult than Madden, but dude, I mean, just the freaking road to glory and all that goes into that game and being able to transfer into Madden, I love College Football 25.
That's a great game. With my last pick, I knew you weren't going to take this, but this game was so fun my entire childhood. I played it on the Wii. I'm going to take Super Mario Sluggers.
Super Mario Sluggers. Damn, that's a good one.
I love that game so much. I actually thought about going to dig out the Wii the other day just so that I could play it again because that game is awesome. I'm gonna have to dig it out so that you could play it,
I'm
Caleb.
down. I'm down. All right, with my last pick, Eli already texted me this one, even though it was on my list at number five because I knew you weren't going to take it. Give me Fight Night Champion. It's a boxing game. With all the goats. And playing that game, I have never seen anybody like I played that game a lot with Mr. Ray. And I've never seen somebody rage so hard in a video game than I've seen Mr. Ray lose his shit while we play Fight Night Champion. So give me Fight Night Champion in my fifth pick. Dude, that's oh my God, I got such a baller list. You know what? I won. Sorry.
Don't know, man.
Everybody go comment right in the bench Instagram at right in the bench pod. DM us who won.
Who won? Wii Sports is a good pick, dude. I really wanted Wii Sports. I'm not
Wii
gonna lie
Sports
to
is a
you.
good pick.
Couple honorable mentions. Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
Oh my God, I was gonna say Skate 3 too.
Yeah, Skate 3 is good. Man, I gotta whip out the Xbox 360
Damn, you do.
now. But Skate 3 is good. The NBA, or not the NBA, the MLB 2K games. So back before the show was a thing, it was MLB 2K. Those were the games that raised me.
Yeah.
And so those games were good. They deserve a shout out. Mike Tyson's Punch Out.
Mike Tyson's Punch Out.
For sure.
Don't take my honorable mention. Oh, actually, I'm just gonna throw it in there. My honorable mention is Backyard Baseball.
That was gonna be the last one I mentioned. Pablo Sanchez
Yeah.
is possibly the greatest. There's no possibility about it. He is the greatest video game character of all time.
Yeah, easily.
Anyways, that's all we have for our draft this week. So we're going to move on to a follower ran segment. which is why it's short this week.
Let's go to hot takes.
Hot takes. So every week we post something on our Instagram asking for you guys' hot takes. This week we had a whole two responses. And so
That's our fault. We're not posting enough.
that's true. That's true. That's both of our faults, though, not just one of us.
Yeah, I know. That's why I said our fault, jackass.
Yeah. But I did post it this week.
Good.
So the first one comes in from my dad because my dad always has a hot take for us. He saves this
Always.
show.
He does.
But his hot take is the most underrated, underappreciated NBA coach. Underappreciated NBA coach is Steve Kerr. And I think he's right, man. I mean,
I
you just
think
have
he's
to.
right. I mean, I don't think he's the most underappreciated, but I think that Steve Kerr definitely deserves more credit.
For sure. Is four rings with the Warriors. I'm looking it up right now. I believe he has nine total championships, five during his career with the Bulls, one with the, five during his career with the Bulls and the Spurs, and then four as a coach with the Warriors.
Yeah. I mean, I love Steve Kerr. Speaking of Steve Kerr, do you know what he said the other day? He
No.
said that Draymond Green is the best defender he's ever seen.
Oh, that makes sense. Which is crazy. That's
This guy
crazy because he
played
played
with
with Dennis
Dennis
Rodman.
Rodman.
Yeah, that's wild.
And he said
That's insane.
that Draymond Green is the best defender he's ever seen.
I mean, that's saying something though, dude.
It is from Steve Kerr. That's a very big
Yeah.
compliment.
Yeah. But I mean, dude, he's done so much, and people always just go to the excuse of, oh, he has Curry. Oh, he has Curry. Well, man, it's a lot like the Tom Brady and Bill Belichick situation in my eyes.
Yeah.
How, yes, Curry would be good on his own and would be just as good on his own, but at the same time, Steve Kerr has made Curry who he is.
Yeah, absolutely.
His elite coaching has made Curry who he is, a lot like Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Yes, Tom Brady was good on his own, but Bill Belichick made Tom Brady who he was.
I 100% agree.
So,
But Tom Brady also made Bill Belichick.
yes. And Steve Kerr, I mean, I don't want to say he couldn't do it with anybody else,
He just couldn't do
but
it to the magnitude that he is without Steph.
that's a good way to put it. I didn't know how I was going to phrase that, but that's a great way to put it. So yes, absolutely. I think Steve Kerr is underrated, underappreciated. But we
Hell
only
of a
have one
hot
more
take,
hot take.
Pops.
Yeah, great hot take. All right, I'm gonna actually give this other guy a shout out too. It's not really a hot sports take because it's just facts. But I want to give anyone who responds to us a shout out. So JT Schuster replied to the hot takes and said Jacob Fagundes is the best baller of all time. Not a
No.
hot take.
It's very much a hot take.
Not a hot take because it's very true. Just ask my fifth graders, bro. I ball them up all the time.
Exactly. He's the best baller. Jacob has actually stopped people from going to the MLB, so
I have. There was this recruit, D1 recruit, Stanford commit that we played against in high school.
we're talking
15.
about it.
I'm gonna talk about it.
Oh
That's my most
shit.
proud moment of my baseball
Okay.
career. Like 15 MLB scouts in the stands. And he was super tall guy. He's like 6'7", I want to say something like that. Stupid tall. And all the pants at his high school were too short for his legs. So they came up to like mid calf because they were too short. And he steps up onto the mound in the first inning, pitches to a few batters, and then I look at him and I yell, "I hope the big leagues have some bigger pants." Dude goes off the rails, gets taken out in the third inning, and then gets a and then was then got a then got a call. Holy show! See, I knew it was gonna end up happening.
Yep.
Then got a call in the third round, and that wasn't good enough. The signing bonus wasn't gonna be enough, so he went to Stanford instead.
Sorry, guys. Right here, Jacob glitched out like crazy. So I'm gonna leave this part out of the episode. Okay? I apologize. Okay? I'm sorry.
Yeah, that same game, Man, I am glitching out a lot. Okay, that same that I ruined his big league career. He turned 98
98
in high school.
in high school. That is wild.
98 miles an hour.
That's crazy,
It's
dude.
crazy. Anyways, one more hot take. Shooter underscore MCG on Instagram says that the Lions will barely crack 500 this year.
I Damn. I don't like the Lions, so I like that, but I just don't think it's realistic.
Yeah. See, I do like the Lions. I like Dan Campbell. I like Aiden Hutchinson. I like Jared Goff. And so, I mean, I don't think that'll happen. Just, I mean, they lost both of their coordinators, which is a big hit. But that team's so good that I think they'll be able to succeed. Not necessarily to the same level, but I still think they'll be able to succeed next season. At least better than 500.
Yeah, but it's also a matter of time before they fall, dude. They've gotten so many chances and just choked.
Yep, because Dan Campbell's balls shrink in the playoffs.
Yep.
We've said it before, we'll say it again. I mean, he has balls of steel during the season, and then he gets to when it matters, and he falls apart.
He does.
Anyways, that's all I have for hot takes, unless you have one, Caleb.
I don't have a hot take.
Yep. Anyways, so we are going to
Dude.
move on to start bench cut. I mean, which means we're getting to the end of the episode. So, start bench cut is super simple. To put it in the words of Joe Ross, it's like F, marry, kill.
Yep.
I will give us three players. You have to start one, bench one, and cut one. Well, this week we don't have players. This week we are doing start bench cut sports. And so
Yeah.
our start bench cut this week is softball, soccer, and curling. Shout out to you, Caleb, for coming up with this one.
Yeah, dude.
So that's our start bench cut this week. I mean, this is super easy for me. So, and I'm assuming it's easy for you too.
It's so
But
easy for me.
you want to go first? I'll let you go first.
Yeah, I'm starting softball, benching curling, and cutting soccer.
Yep. It's so easy. I mean, when we say at the beginning of every episode, we may talk half about your favorite sports, we're talking about soccer.
Dude, I don't even think I could count on my fingers and toes how many times you've said that on the show.
But it's because it's true.
It is true.
We just want to give a warning as the episode's starting that we don't like soccer.
We
We're
don't.
not going to talk about soccer, even when the World Cup rolls around. We're not going to talk about
Whoa.
soccer.
Whoa. Easy, pal.
I don't care about soccer.
Well, I don't give a shit. I'll talk about the World Cup.
Well, then I'll just sit here and
That's
watch you do it
fine. That's
because I
fine.
don't know anything about soccer. I don't care. Like, no. But yes, I'm gonna do the same thing. I'm gonna start softball, bench curling, and cut soccer. I actually don't mind watching curling during the Winter Olympics.
Me neither. It's actually interesting. It's a funny sport.
Is a funny sport. I mean, it's professional sweeping.
That's exactly what it is.
But it's fun. Like, it's cool. It's the technique is kind of cool. How they
Yeah.
put all their weight into that broom. It's I don't mind curling. I don't mind watching curling. I would rather sit down and watch a curling match than a soccer match.
Soccer game.
Game, whatever. I don't know what the Brits call it. Do they call it a
Yeah.
match? They call it a
Football.
pitch instead of a field. A football field. A football pitch.
Stupid.
The soccer boots. Dumb. So dumb. But like I don't even have a soccer team. I couldn't care less.
I don't have a soccer team either.
Cause nobody cares. Even though you had an Arsenal shirt on the other day, and I looked at you, I'm like, what is this
It's
dude
just a
doing?
super cool shirt.
I'm like, what is this dude doing wearing an Arsenal shirt to a baseball game?
It's just a badass shirt.
But at a baseball game? Really?
It doesn't matter. Get over yourself, dude.
I mean, come on. There's plenty of There's plenty of it. Next time, ask me for a shirt. I'll get you a baseball shirt to wear to a baseball game. Never wear a
Okay.
soccer shirt to a baseball game ever
Jacob,
again.
I bought a jersey like 20 minutes after I got there.
Good, because that was awful.
Oh my God, get over it. I can wear
That's all
what
we
I
have
want.
for
Just
this
because you
week.
have shitty fashion does not mean that you have to come at me for my really cool clothes.
It's soccer. There's nothing cool about soccer.
That's a
So,
great shirt with a phenomenal design.
I mean, it looks cool, but it's
Yeah, it
soccer, so
looks
the
cool.
meaning behind it is awful.
It doesn't matter about the meaning.
Whatever. Let's stop arguing about clothes because neither one of us
Because I just
have
know
any
more than you.
fashion sense.
That's not true, but continue.
That's all we have for this week. Go ahead and do the whole donating spiel, Caleb.
Yeah, this episode took about 2 hours to record.
It has. It's been a minute.
All right. If you guys want to help us out and help us expand our show, go donate to the show at Riding the Bench or whoa, holy stroke. RSS.com/riding-the-bench. You can click that little donate button. It'll take you to our GoFundMe. Donate to the show.
Do it. Help us get new mics and stuff. Help expand the show.
Help Jacob get a better Wi-Fi router.
This is the first time it's acted up.
Yeah.
So, but also go give us a follow on Instagram at Riding the Bench Pod. Over there we post for hot takes super late every week, but we do it.
Yeah.
And we want to be more active, so go over there, send us a DM, tell us, be more active on Instagram, send us suggestions of what you want us to talk about. Obviously, send us hot takes, maybe some draft ideas, because
Yeah.
I'm running low. Just send us whatever you guys want to hear. But that's all we have for this week. As a reminder, my name is Jacob Fernandez.
My name is Caleb Brown.
This has been the Ride of the Bench podcast. Stay benched, boys.